everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan with Bucky Dent, legendary New York Yankees shortstop, three-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion, 77, obviously. We're here with the 77 team supporting Joe's, Mint Pros. What is it like for you to come here and be back with the guys and reminiscing with the fans about that team, those years?
Anytime you get back with the guys that you went through great years with, it's always awesome, you know, and that 77 team, you know, was a first championship I ever played on. You know, I came to New York, got traded over in 77, and when you get to see those guys and be around them again, it's a lot of fun. I can't believe it's been 40 years.
It's an honor, the 40-year honor of that team. Now, are these guys, like, just you pick up right where you left off with these guys, or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right up. I mean, they don't change. You know, we got gray hair, but we don't change. Stories are better. Yeah. Guys go farther. We throw harder. Everything.
So the 77, you know, you came pretty much right at the beginning of the season into the Yankees team that was sort of kind of almost set.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got traded the last day of spring training from the White Sox, and I had heard that I was supposed to be traded all spring, and I kept staying home, and finally the last week I said, I'm going out, and mm-hmm. phone rang on the last day, and my dream came true, because I was a Yankee fan growing up.
Well, that's
Mickey
cool.
Mantle was my hero.
Cool.
I was so excited to come over here, because, you know, they played in the World Series in 76, and you know, to be able to know you got a chance to win, you know, that's your dream, and the team that I wanted to play for was the Yankees.
So, Mickey Mantle, have you ever met him at any of the functions?
Oh, I met him, yeah, sure, yeah. I met him. First time I ever met him was in the 75 All-Star game. I made the All-Star team, and this is me and Gossage, and he was the captain that year, so I was like him all.
Yeah,
yep.
That's cool. Now, there was an uncertain time in the Bronx when all this was going on, the Son of Sam murders, the political everything, blackouts, fires, everything. What was that like? Did that stay outside the clubhouse, or did that come in with you guys?
No, I mean, we, you know, you knew about it.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't go in the city much, you know. But, no, you know, you kind of stayed focused on what we had to do. You know, we were trying to win, and you knew it was happening, but we tried to, you know, keep our mind on what we were doing.
Yeah, and did you ever see they had the ESPN, the Bronx is burning? Did you get to see that?
Yes.
Was it a fair representation of?
Pretty good, you know, pretty good.
Yeah. Now, you guys were known for all your nicknames, the Count, the Gator, Louisiana Lightning, blah, blah, blah. You didn't have one, did you?
No.
Oh, you had one from Boston fans. We'll get into that.
We'll get into next year.
We'll get into that. But how was it to keep it light in the clubhouse? It must have been.
Oh, man. I mean, the guys on that team, you know, they had not a lot of characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Sparky and Mickey and Nettles and Munson. I mean, Jackson and all those guys. Pinella. I mean, you know, when you got a bunch of characters like that, it's always loose and light. You know, Catfish Hunter and Pinella are always going at it. You know, so it you know, if you made a mistake, you didn't want to get on the bus because that's where they would get you. You know?
Oh yeah, on the bus.
Oh yeah, the bus rides were always hilarious. But you know, that group was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now. Actually, I came across this. There was a female journalist that was not allowed into the clubhouse after the World Series, I think in either 77 or 78. Had you guys known about that or no?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know a few years later when they did allow, you know, females to come in the clubhouse, you know, I mean, Clyde King was next to me. He wanted to bring in one of those things, you know, from the hospital.
The gurney.
And I was laughing at him.
Oh, my
you know.
God. So I guess since women have made such a, it's, you know, it's a good advancement, I would say, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I mean, hey, a lot of them are doing sports now, you know, I mean, they're pretty knowledgeable and they're good.
So let's talk about your nickname from the Boston Red Sox fan. You are
beautiful
Bucky,
thing, ain't it?
Bucky Dent. Yeah. Now that home run was off of Mike Torres.
Right. I mean, Mike and I do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
We're good friends. You know, people forget we played together in 77. Mm-hmm. You know, he was on the mound and the last out in the 77 World Series. He pitched a couple complete games and did a great job. It's just that he left, went to Boston, and he was the guy we were facing at this.
And you?
I got him. but, you know, he's a class guy, and, you know, we do a lot of stuff together.
Did you guys talk immediately after that?
No. Not really. No. Mickey and I were in one of my first old-timers games, and Mike came by, and somebody had broke a bat and got caught for a pork bat or something like that. And I said, Mickey, wouldn't it be funny if we said that bat you gave me was corked? And Mike goes, I knew something. You know, it was hilarious. You know, we had a good time.
So you were really dialed in that World Series. I think you're batting 417.
Yeah. You know,
did you change anything?
You know, no. I mean, what happens is, you know, all of a sudden I was struggling a little bit going into the playoff game, and then I hit the home run, and all of a sudden you get locked in. You know, you get locked in, and you get in that bubble, and ball slows down and everything, and athletes will tell you about it. You know, they get in that zone, and that's what happened. I got in the zone in the World Series.
That's a great time to do it.
Great time.
And I don't know if you've been watching the current Yankees, but speaking of being in the bubble in the zone, Aaron Judge, 33 home runs, I think league leading. I haven't seen Stanton's stats, but he's still tied.
Yeah, but love the way he plays, love the way he carries himself. You know, nice kid, you know, and not only him, but Clint Frazier, Sanchez, all these kids have come along and they've electrified New York again. The people are talking about it and they're excited.
It's good. Mm-hmm. World Series.
World Series, I hope.
I hope so too. Oh, and then the next thing we're going to see you at is an event in September, I think, for Stand Up to Cancer.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Stand Up to Cancer. David Abrams, a real good friend of mine, and he asked me. I did a function up there earlier in the year, and he came down with cancer, and cancer touches everybody's life, and so it's a big honor for me to be able to go up there and be a part of that and help raise money.
And what is it, a game?
It's the national championship for the AAA team.
Oh, and, cool.
They're hosting it this year.
Cool.
And, David, I was actually had dinner with him the other night, and they're excited about it, and he wants to make a difference.
Cool, that's awesome. All right, well, from one shortstop to another, I was a shortstop too.
Good.
Daniel McCartan with Bucky Dent.
Thank you.
Thank you.